Elaine, what's this? Poetry? He shoots a glance at me, his face so young, so eager. Then his eyes return to the folder he's opened on the dining room table. Let me see it, I say, but he begins reading aloud. Each fig hides its flower deep within its heart. Josh! I reach out my hand and give him what my kids call the acid regard. Even as I feel, against my back, the trunk of the fig tree in our yard in Boyle Heights, feel for a moment stirring in my bones the impossibly tender 18-year-old self who wrote those words. Sure, okay, if you want to look at them first. He hands over the folder, but adds, these belong in the archive. He's well-named Joshua. Didn't he make the walls come tumbling down? I thought it was a godsend when the library at the University of Southern California asked me to donate my papers to their special collections. I'd been considering moving to a senior apartment at Rancho Manana, or as I can't help calling it, the Ranch of No Tomorrow, and I dreaded having to sort through all the papers and books accumulated during more than half a century of living in my house in Santa Monica. USC volunteered the assistance of a PhD student in library and information science, an archivist, and I jumped at the offer. I did have a twinge of misgiving. It's one thing to expose my professional life to strangers, but USC doesn't just want material from my legal career. They're interested in my personal papers, things from my childhood and family. Well, I figured the library science student would be a docile young woman who wouldn't put up a fight if I chose to keep something private. Someone with whom the process of excavating my past would be a sort of surgical procedure, clean and impersonal. I, of all people, after a lifetime devoted to fighting prejudice, fell into such hasty stereotyping, and I'm paying for it. My not-at-all-docile archivist, Josh, sees every scrap of paper as a potential gold mine, and if his abrasive curiosity pokes an old pain or anger, he's delighted. My annoyance doesn't intimidate him, it just makes him push harder. Not that I can hold Josh responsible for the nostalgia that ambushed me as I opened a box of my kids' childhood drawings, or the stab of grief when I came upon letters I'd exchanged with Paul, dead 4 years as of last month, when he was in the Army in World War II. And now my teenage poetry. I suppose it's just as well that Josh isn't a sensitive, bookish type who'd try to comfort me every time some piece of my past touches a nerve. I prefer sparring to sympathy.